Vietnamese Americans are the sixth largest immigrant group in the United States. Many of them take part in political activities and events. In recent years, there has been a split between older and younger Vietnamese Americans. Old or young, many Vietnamese Americans say it is difficult to choose which presidential candidate to support. VOA recently spoke with some of these voters in Orange County, California. The area is home to one of the largest Vietnamese communities in the country. Little Saigon is a part of the county where many Vietnamese Americans live and work. Many people there are talking about the presidential election. Some of them say they will not be voting for the candidate they like. Instead, they say they will be voting for the candidate they dislike the least. Leslie Lay says he is voting for the Republican candidate.
Between the two devil, I choose the lesser one. That's Donald Trump.
Lay was a colonel in the Army of South Vietnam before fleeing to the United States. Like many of those who came to the U.S., after the end of the Vietnam War, he has voted for Republicans in every election since he gained U.S. citizenship. But this year, it took him a long time to decide.
It is very difficult this time because the two bad candidates.
He says Trump never thinks before speaking about what he's thinking, and he has changed policies a lot. He plans to build a wall between the United States and Mexico, and he says he will force the Mexican government to pay for it. It's not reality, so what he said is just his imagination. Lay does not like Trump, but he says the Democratic Party candidate is more dangerous.
Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, she must be capable to tell what information is classified and relate to national security and which information is okay to transmit over her private server email. If she's not capable to do that, she cannot be a president.
Mike Nguyen says he believes in the Republican Party's economic policies. He says he votes Republican because of the party's policies, not because of Donald Trump. He says he wants to give money back to the people who create jobs. Dung Do is the managing editor of the Vietnamese language newspaper Ngoi Viet. He says he understands why older Vietnamese Americans have supported Republicans.
During the Vietnam War, the Republican was very aggressive, where the Democrat was anti-war. So that kind of thinking, so they think the Democrat kind of responsible for their loss in Vietnam.
Do says some older Vietnamese do not believe a woman should lead a country.
How about girl leader? No! No way!
But Do says Republican Vietnamese Americans are reluctant to say they support Trump. He says some older Vietnamese Americans are changing their support to the Democratic Party. People live here longer, especially old people, he says. They get benefits from social programs. When they first came here, they thought that they might do something to change Vietnam. But now, they see the relationship between Vietnam and the U.S. is getting warmer and warmer. Younger Vietnamese Americans hold different views than their parents and grandparents. Many of them support Clinton, including Viet Trong.
Anyone who has served in politics for 20, 30 years would have some skeleton in the closet. I mean, all the things that's been mentioned about her, nothing is really that outrageous. Nothing that hasn't been done before by all politicians. I mean, I think people are just more harsh on her because she's a female.
Hetty Law is also voting for the Democratic Party candidate.
I would say Clinton is the better candidate for president.
Hugh Cha supported Bernie Sanders, an independent senator who competed in the Democratic Party's primary elections, until Sanders ended his candidacy.
I will be supporting Hillary. She has adopted a lot of Bernie Sanders' policies and implemented a lot of progressive platforms into her personal platform.
Leslie Lay says if you don't vote for anybody, you indirectly vote for the bad one. But Dzung Do believes that some Vietnamese Americans will not mark their presidential ballot this year. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.